A radio-selected population of dark, long gamma-ray bursts. Comparison to the long gamma-ray burst population and implications for host dust distributions, by Genevieve Schroeder et al. We present CM-band and M-band afterglow observations of five long-duration gamma-ray bursts, GRBs, GRB-130131A, 130420B, 130609A, 131229A, 140713A, with dust-obscured optical afterglow emission, known as dark GRBs. We detect the radio afterglow of two of the dark GRBs, GRB-130131A and 140713A, along with a tentative detection of a third, GRB-131229A, with the Carl G. Jansky Very Large Array, VLA. Supplemented by three additional VLA-detected dark GRBs from the literature, we present uniform modeling of their broadband afterglows. We derive high line-of-sight dust extinctions of AV, GRB is greater than or equal to 2.2 to 10.6 mag. Additionally, we model the host galaxies of the six bursts in our sample, and derive host galaxy dust extinctions of AV, host approximately equals 0.3 to 4.7 mag. Across all tested gamma ray, fluence and duration, and afterglow properties, energy scales, geometries and circumburst densities, we find dark GRBs to be representative of more typical unobscured long GRBs, except in fluence, for which observational biases and inconsistent classification may influence the dark GRB distribution. Additionally, we find that AV, GRB is not related to a uniform distribution of dust throughout the host, nor to the extremely local environment of the burst, indicating that a larger-scale patchy dust distribution is the cause of the high line-of-sight extinction. Since radio observations are invaluable to revealing heavily dust-obscured GRBs, we make predictions for the detection of radio emission from host star formation with the next-generation VLA. This was a radio-selected population of dark, long gamma-ray bursts. Comparison to the long gamma-ray burst population and implications for host dust distributions, by Genevieve Schroeder et al.